It's Monday, June 29th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump retweeted, then deleted, a video of a clash between elderly protesters and senior citizen Trump fans at a retirement community, in which one of the Trump supporters clearly and loudly chants white power. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter protesters weathered a weekend of violent attacks as a man shot into a crowd of demonstrators in Louisville, Kentucky, and a driver plowed through protesters outside of Tampa, Florida. And lastly, tensions are boiling over at coronavirus testing sites in hard-hit states like Arizona, Florida, and Texas.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
We all know Donald Trump is a white nationalist. The evidence is overwhelming at this point. But in case it's not, let's present the latest data point. This weekend, Trump retweeted a clash between geriatric protesters and elderly residents of The Villages, a 98% white enclave of Florida, where 56% of the population is over the age of 65. Just so you know what we're dealing with here. In the video, a procession of tricked-out golf carts covered in Trump signs and flags rolls past several counter-protesters. The key moment of the video is when a protester yells, quote, "Where's your white hood?" at a Trump cart, and the man inside shakes his fists and yells, "White power, white power." Trump retweeted the video and added, quote, "Thank you to the great people of The Villages," unquote, just so you know where he stands. The administration's response to this scandal has been about as dumb as it gets, of course. Deputy Press Secretary Judd Deere said the president, quote, "did not hear the one statement made in the video," unquote. That's almost believable, except for the fact that the white power part is literally 8 seconds in. We know Trump has a short attention span, but come on. And even if he didn't hear it, the White House didn't even bother to say, yeah, our bad, or decry the statement itself. They're pretty much cool with that. What this ends up as is another explicit endorsement of white nationalism for Trump's white nationalist supporters, and another idiotic, not so plausibly deniable excuse for the press office's talking heads to run with. Where are we at the end of it? With a white nationalist in the White House still. Protesters demonstrating against police brutality weathered a striking weekend of violence as various elements of the country's racist core started to rear their heads against them. In Louisville, a gunman opened fire on a peaceful protest, killing a photographer and injuring another. In a strange turn, the gunman, Stephen Lopez, had also previously participated in protests, and the shooting appears to have been over a dispute he had with another participant. Bystanders shot back at him, wounding him in the leg, and he was arrested at the hospital later that evening. In Tampa, meanwhile, a driver plowed through protesters in Hyde Park, carrying one who landed on his hood for several feet. When he eventually stopped, police arrested the protester and not the driver, setting up an extended, tense protest at a nearby jail. Things diffused when it turned out that the protester had been taken to the hospital, not the jail. That wasn't the only vehicle incident this weekend. A video that surfaced on social media late Sunday night appears to show a Detroit Police Department vehicle driving aggressively through protesters, bowling them over in the street, reportedly causing a handful of injuries. In New York City, meanwhile, the NYPD resumed their violence against protesters, pepper spraying and charging a crowd of protesters in Washington Square Park who were protesting and celebrating Pride Week. Nice of them to commemorate Stonewall with more police brutality. And in perhaps the strangest example of violent posturing, two hometowners in the St. Louis area showed up on the front driveway of their mega mansion to brandish guns at protesters walking by, repeatedly pointing the weapons at protesters in the street and yelling at the crowd. Luckily, they didn't squeeze any rounds off, but judging by the instantly historic photos of the event, it was a pretty near miss.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The New York Times reports that testing sites in several states are being overwhelmed by a large number of scared patients as the worldwide death toll tops 500,000. In Texas, Florida, and Arizona, the Times reports that some patients have been turned away from testing sites that simply can't keep up with demand. Those who make it in have to deal with pushing, yelling, and massive overcrowding, which certainly isn't going to make things any better. That's not to say that you shouldn't get tested. If you think you've been exposed to the disease, testing is the way to protect everyone around you. But check in with local networks to see what the wait times are like. Nationwide, coronavirus cases have gone up 65% in the past 2 weeks. The virus is surging all over the country, and it may be even worse than our data suggests. The CDC released a report last week that warned that infections could be 10 times worse than we think in many regions. Keep in mind that the administration's big lie on this, that there isn't actually a massive surge, it's just that we're testing more. This would only make sense if the rate of positive tests was holding steady. But guess what? It's not. In Texas, for instance, the rate of positive tests has gone up from 4% to 13% in the past month. By now, you all know the drill. Wear a mask, stay home if you can, and keep your distance from others if you can. And if at all possible, get the test.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
The number of forest fires in Russia's vast Siberian region has increased fivefold, according to Russia's Aerial Forest Fire Management Authority. It's almost certainly a sign of climate change, considering how much of the region has faced record hot temperatures that have neared 100 degrees Fahrenheit. CNN's Van Jones fully sold out to the Trump administration, according to an explosive report by the Daily Beast. The CNN political commenter allegedly chatted with Jared Kushner about the administration's new lackluster police reform order and then went right on CNN and praised it without disclosing that he had helped set it in motion. The NAACP, meanwhile, said Trump's order showed that he had, quote, no intention of advancing these critical reforms, unquote. Apparently, Van disagrees. John Hickenlooper, now running for Senate in Colorado after a limp attempt at the presidency, is facing calls from indigenous activists to drop out of the primary after photos surfaced of him wearing a native headdress at a racist event called the One-Shot Antelope Hunt. He faces a more progressive opponent, Andrew Romanoff, in Colorado's election on Tuesday.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Stay tuned for the full show with Sam this afternoon.